The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Back here at the West Plains Civic Center on the, I believe it's on the campus of Missouri State University at West Plains, home of the Grizzlies, NJCAA collegiate basketball team. Lady Bombers with a hot third quarter, scoring 14 points after being held scoreless in the second quarter. Now leading 25-15 with 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Husky with it now. West Plains extending their pressure, now trapping. Into the corner, Estes. Jumper short, rebounded by West Plains. Controlled by Judd. Now over to Lawson across the timeline, dribbling to her right. Crossover dribble to the left side, back to Judd. Judd thought about a three, now puts it on the deck to her right side. Bounce pass inside, tried to get it to Keller, lost the handle, and Lady Bombers will get it back. Another turnover for West Plains. Arms into Husky. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter, Lady Bombers still up 10. Husky with it now, met by three Lady Zizzers. Bounce pass, overhead pass, excuse me, into Moore, lost the handle of it. Another turnover, West Plains with it now. Lawson ahead now, between the circles, guarded by Chenkowski. Up top, Gone. Gone back to Lawson. To Judd. There's a whistle and a foul. I believe it's going to go on Moore, and it will. That'll be her fourth foul. Judd will throw in. Overhead pass into Lawson. Layup's good. First points of the fourth quarter for either side. Second bucket of the afternoon for Lawson. Chenkowski pushing ahead. There's a whistle and an offensive foul. Drove right into the chest of Kennedy Keller. It's going to go on Allie Chenkowski. Only her second foul. Team six of the second half. West Plains will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 25-17 our score. Lady Bombers on top. Lawson with it now. Between the circles. Screen from Judd. Lawson driving inside. Whistle and an offensive foul. Arms stepped in and took the charge. Offensive foul is going to go to Olivia Lawson to be her third foul, team's fourth. Full court 2-1-2 press by West Plains now. Husky in the opposite corner, now to Chenkowski. Ball center to Chafin. Over to Estes, across the timeline. Back to Husky on the right wing. Thought about a three, but thought better of it. Chenkowski between the circles now. Back to Husky on the right side at the volleyball line. To the left side, Arms. Couple steps past half court of the volleyball stripe. Husky dribbling now, but over to Arms on the left side. Extended pressure by West Plains. Now to Estes. Free throw line extended to Chafin. Wanted the elbow jumper, was swatted away. West Plains with the basketball. Gone. Ahead to Dixon. Dixon driving off the window. Good. 25-19 our score. Lady Zizzers cut the lead to sixth. Still in a 2-1-2 full court press. Husky met by two Lady Zizzers. Now to Estes. Estes puts it on the deck, gives it back to Husky. 3:45 left in the ballgame. This junior high girls game. Husky with it now. Guarded by Lawson. Between the circles now. Dribbles to her right. Over to Chenkowski in the right corner. High post to Chafin. Back to Husky. Over to Estes on the right wing. Into the corner to Chenkowski. Chenkowski's going to put it on the deck. Kicks it back out to Husky. Lady Bomber's going to run some clock here. Over to Estes. Back to Husky. Husky has a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Olivia Lawson. It'll be her fourth foul. Fifth team foul. Lady Bombers not in the bonus just yet. 3:13 left in the ballgame. Lady Bombers leading 25-19 here in this junior high girls game. First of two games on the afternoon. High school Lady Bombers playing the Lady Zizzers of West Plains here shortly after this game. Husky with it between the circles. To the left side, Estes. Back to Husky. She's going to hold it. Got it at her waist. Waiting for the defense to extend. Now they do to Estes. Back to Husky. Back over to Estes. Lady Bombers just playing keep away right now. Jankowski in the left corner. Back to Estes. Back to Husky up top. Feet on the half-court circle. Right side to Arms. Back to Husky. Husky back to Arms. Backed up to Husky. Lady Bombers only wanting a wide-open layup. Over to Arms, top of the key. To the left side, Estes, back between the circles to Husky. One step behind the volleyball line near half court. Husky wanting a screen from Arms, wouldn't get it. Lady Bombers changing their offense now. Arms to the right side corner to Chinkowski. Puts on the deck. There's a whistle. And it's going to be a timeout. Lady Bombers want to take one. We'll take one with them. 25-19 our score, 2 minutes left. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Back here in West Plains, Missouri, just a short hour drive from the lovely Mountain Home area and the Twin Lakes area. Here at the West Plains Civic Center, Lady Bombers will have the basketball. Chankowski will throw in right in front of the bench. Two timeouts left for the Lady Bombers. Chankowski will throw into Husky. West Plains extending their pressure. Now trapping back to Husky, over to Estes. Lady Zizzers now very active on the defensive end. Chafin, dangerous pass to Husky. There's a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Mary Gone, her first foul of the ball game. Don't think she's left the ball game so far today. Lady Bombers will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Chankowski will throw it in to Husky. Close to a backcourt violation. Husky back to Chankowski. To the right side, Estes. Estes back to Chankowski, over to Husky. Minute 40 remaining in the ball game. 25-19 our score. Lady Zizzer went tumbling to the floor. Quick change of direction. Husky with it now. Met by two Lady Zizzers. Over to Chankowski, just playing keep away. Chankowski and Husky on the volleyball line across half court. One on the left side, one on the right side. Now they switch. Chankowski over to Estes. There's a whistle and a foul. We're there waiting for Ashlyn Estes to get the ball. Foul's going to be on Chankowski. It's on Hannah Judd of the Lady Zizzers. Be her second foul. The Lady Bombers are in the bonus. Be a one-on-one opportunity for Ashlyn Estes. The free throw is good. She'll get the second. Three-possession game now. Lady Bombers leading, minute 20 left. Estes, the second one on the way, also good. 4-4 at the line is Estes on the morning. Lady Bombers only missed three free throws so far. They've shot 10. Lawson driving, got the screen from Judd. Lawson off the window, good. Olivia Lawson with 6 points on the morning. She's got six. 27-11 our score, minute remaining. Lady Bombers still with the lead. Husky with it now, met by three Lady Zizzers. Over to Chankowski. Now to Estes. Estes back to Husky. Chafin now. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Kennedy Keller. It's going to send Monica Chafin to the line. Monica Chafin, a 5'7 freshman, sent to the free throw line. 6 points on the in the ball game. Missed the free throw. Rebounded by West Plains. Lady Bombers 7 of 11 from the free throw line. 6 point game, 40 seconds remaining. To the left side, Keller thought about a whistle, and a travel is called. And the Lady Bombers will get it back. Emma Warsham will step back in for West Plains, along with Lake and Moore for the Lady Bombers, replacing Monica Chafin. Jankowski will throw in the backcourt. Long pass over to Moore. Back to Husky now. 30 seconds remaining to Jankowski. Across the half-court stride was a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Gone. Be her second foul, team's ninth. As it sends Allie Jankowski to the free throw line for a one-on-one opportunity. Back in for West Plains is Olivia Lawson along with Emily Dawson, replacing Warsham and Keller. Allie Jankowski with 5 points in the ball game. Third free throw she's had. One of one so far. Free throw rattled around, won't go. Rebounded by Judd. Judd ahead to Lawson. Lawson walking it up, 25 seconds left. Lawson driving inside, turnaround jumper off the window, good. A 4 point game. We have a whistle and a timeout. West Plains will take one. We'll take one with them. 27-23 our score. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here in West Plains, Lady Bombers with the basketball. Quick bucket by Lawson of West Plains. It's cut the lead to four. Jankowski will throw in. Into Husky. Met by a trap. Over to Jankowski now. Met by three Lady Zizzers. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Gone. Could have picked any of three Lady Zizzers. Lady Bombers will be in the double bonus for the remainder of this ball game. Sends Allie Jankowski to the line. 5 points in the ball game. One of three from the free throw line. The first one is good. Lead back up to five. 14.1 seconds remaining. Junior high Lady Bombers leading 28-23. Second one is off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Dawson. Dawson pushing ahead. Up to Lawson. Lawson. Driving, spin jumper, over to Dixon. She wants a three, an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Lady Bombers will have it. 2.8 seconds remaining. Jankowski will throw in. West Plains calling the dogs off. They'll get the ball in, and the Lady Bombers have come to West Plains, taking a victory. Lady Bombers move to 8-1 at the junior high level.